Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sulphur Springs Mayor John Sellers. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on the having a cup of coffee with us on the over the phone line here. So I saw an article. This has more to do with Hopkins County, at least the Hopkins County Commissioner's Court, than the city. But
right.
Some concern over State Highway 19, and you've apparently had some fairly serious accidents there, and they're trying to figure out what to do to make it safer.
Right. Yes, that is something that the county has, one of the particular commissioners, Danny Evans, has been working on that, and that's out in his part of his precinct and trying to come up with some things with TxDOT and maybe talking about a left-hand turning lane, or I noticed that they mentioned about maybe reducing the speed on a certain stretch of it until they do something, and there has been some serious accidents on that part of the highway.
Of course, that highway runs north-south through Sulphur Springs on the way up to Paris and then on down to Canton. So I know a lot of people travel on that highway quite a bit.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, sir.
You bet. All right. So now always lots going on downtown Sulphur Springs. And you tell me there's yet another business about to come in and another building that has been remodeled?
Yes, sir. Well, this is actually new construction.
Oh, it's new.
We had a building an older building that collapsed, that they cleared, and then the lot was bought, and there is a brand new building being built on it. It's a really significantly large building, and the lady that is doing it is building her home for the top floor. It even has an elevator. It has a couple of decks on it. It's really a spectacular building. And then downstairs, she saved for a retail space, and she's made a commitment with a group that is going to put in a men's type, kind of a local Cabela's type store with some hunting and sports type things, kind of giving the men something to do when the women are down here shopping at all the nice dress shops and the other places,
right.
Gift shops.
Where is this located in downtown Sulphur
Springs? It's on the south side of Main, just about halfway down the block, first block off the square, south side, like I said, halfway down that first 200 block. There's people that have been in Sulphur Springs for a long time. There was a fire back in the 60s, and there's been a gap in those buildings mm-hmm. for a long time, and that's going in one part of where that gap's been for a long time.
Can you say who's building that structure?
Yes, Billy Ruth Stanbridge. She lives here locally, and she's building that. She's done some other things downtown, but this is her first building from scratch downtown, and we're real excited about it.
And when will it be completed?
It's getting really close. I'd say probably less than 60 days.
Okay, so maybe early summer, late spring, early summer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're talking with Sulphur Springs Mayor John Sellers, and then we're almost out of time, but coming up Saturday, May 12th, just over the horizon, the great Red, White, and Brews event that you all have every year.
Yes, it's actually Red, White, and Brews. So we actually feature some local and Northeast Texas breweries and breweries coming out of Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then some of the local wineries that are in the Northeast Texas area. And we close off the square, and there's vendors, and these wineries and breweries come and share their concoctions with people, and there's music, and it's just a great event. And this will be our third annual.
Saturday, May 12th, Red, White, and Brews, downtown
That's
Sulphur
correct.
Springs. All right. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
All right. John Sellers, Mayor of Sulphur Springs. Now, a couple of bonus guests today. Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham says the Hunt County Fair starts Friday, and the fair needs volunteers.
So if you're interested in volunteering for the Hunt County Fair Creative Arts Department, you can email Hunt County Fair, which is hcfcad@gmail.com, if you're interested in volunteering.
Would that be as a judge?
Really, they need judges. They need just workers. There's all kinds of volunteer opportunities that are available.
Okay, give it again.
hcfcad@gmail.com. You can kind of think of it as Hunt County Fair Creative Arts Department. So it's the first letter of those.
.com.
and the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan, Kim Sines, reminds us to make family communications plans to prepare for severe spring weather.
And it's true, and there are things that we should be thinking about. Say if a tornado does hit your neighborhood, you know, we had one close to us not, I guess it was last year, and it was in the Garland Rowlett area.
Oh, that's right.
So you need to have a designated call point for your family. So your grandmother lives 30 miles away. So if your family's separated when the tornado hits, and say your husband's at work and your children are at school, you need to have a designated person that you're going to call and check in with so everyone knows you're safe.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.